Can you believe we're doing a Wild Thoughts podcast?
Wow.
I know. It's only going to be 30 seconds, but still.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
So how did you guys like it?
It was good.
It was fun. Yeah, I miss doing it.
Now, Selena, are you still going to be able to talk about pussy, puke, poop, and penis from from the house? Because you got your daughter around.
See, as long as, like right now, she is sleeping in a little bit, so I think I could, but when she's up, I'm going to have to use, like, code words, you know?
Oh, that's not going to be as fun, Selena doing code words.
Wow.
Okay, let's go through the four Ps. What is your code word for pussy?
I don't know. Is cooch that bad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooch. That's still your daughter hearing you say cooch.
I don't want her to repeat that. Okay, what do I call it?
One of my favorite lines ever. Who did it? Oh, Kylie Jenner. Kendall Jenner?
Kendall.
What was the line again?
It's your favorite ever. How do you not know?
I'm trying to remember it.
It was something about something along the lines of, like, you can't tell me where I throw this cooch. All I remember is throw this cooch, and yeah. It was legendary.
Oh, you guys are acting like I'm not in charge of where I throw this cooch.
Right.
Yes. Like I'm not in full control of where I throw this cooch. That's what it was.
All right. What's the code word for the ding-donger?
Ding-dong.
Just ding-dong?
That's code enough, right?
All right. What about piss?
I can say pee.
You can say piss? Okay.
Yeah, I can say that.
So here's my story. A Siberian zoo is seeing a baby boom because of the human lockdown. Like there's hardly humans there. And now all of these animals are doing what they do. They're mating. So look what's happening when humans aren't around to try to jack off a tiger.
The tiger's like, oh, fuck, I got to go do this just on my own now.
So we're spending all this time. Some dude's coming in on Tuesdays trying to jack off the tiger so they can then get the sperm and then get it over to the female tiger. And they're like, if you guys would just leave, I'll fuck her.
Yeah, fine. I'll do it on my own. I'll bang the tiger.
Isn't that amazing that with humans around, we're disrupting so much. We're thinking we're doing so much good. But it says here, during this lockdown, Egyptian goslings, I think that Ryan's one
Ryan.
Of those. The Egyptian Ryan goslings. I see women getting pregnant just from an Egyptian Ryan Gosling looking at them.
Oh, yeah.
Reindeer calves, llama creus, baby brown weeper cappuccino monkey.
Cappuccinos.
A what now?
And then here's the zoo director. He wants to make sure he keeps his job. He goes, while many of the animals are thriving and they're having babies, we do notice that a couple miss us because when someone does go in, they tend to follow the caretaker around.
They get their dicks out and wait to get jerked off.
Yeah, they all go up with their dick out.
This is, like, do you think that whoever's job this is, do they secretly, like, enjoy this? You know what I mean? Like, Graham, didn't your friend jack off horses?
Oh, my God, he did.
Yeah, I knew a guy that went to Cal Poly, and that was part of, like, their agricultural class. They had to go jerk off a horse.
I'm sure it's like milking a cow. They don't.
No, it's not.
No, I think it's a little different.
Yeah, a cow doesn't go.
And smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, and then after.
After you milk the cow, it doesn't smoke a cigarette and ask for
a sandwich.
A sandwich and a Kool-Aid. Would you guys do that if they didn't say anything about that? And you've got a B in the class, and they're like, hey, just one more thing. You got to jack off that horse.
It's part of the final exam.
No.
You wouldn't do it, Selena?
People
hey,
do it.
No, I would not do that.
People do it every day, Selena.
Okay,
on BART.
I'm not going to.
People do it every day on BART.
Sometimes on public transportation.
What are you doing? I'm jacking off my horse.
Don't judge me. People do it every day.
If someone asked me to do that, I would think that they're trying to punk me. Like,
and then would you fall for it? What do you mean? Oh, you're unpunked.
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit, I just fell for that. They got me on a TikTok prank. I just jerked a horse.
I almost feel like there's no way that's consensual, right?
Well, they're not doing it for fun.
Right. And the horse isn't mad at it at the end.
Well, poor horse. What if they are mad?
Poor horse is getting a free HJ.
So you think all horses are like, they're wanting to?
I don't think, in the beginning, they're probably like, come on, what are you doing with the, what are you doing with this dick? You are good.
Right. I think they use like a handheld, like fake horse vagina.
You keep saying
what?
You keep saying I think, and you said my friend. Now just admit it.
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, so they have like a horse-sized fleshlight?
They do, because they need to catch the, you know, what's about to happen. So it's like some sort of contraption. You throw it.
Wait a minute. I thought one of the students catches it to the back of his shirt.
that's once it fills up. Some of it spills over.
So does it always feel good for the horse when that happens? Or is it just like a body function? Like,
oh, it's got to feel good, right?
I read a recent poll. 98% of horses said they like getting jerked off. At 2%, I think they're confused about what they're being
asked. You just got to look at their eyes and see if they roll back. They make that stupid face. If they make that really stupid face.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any horses that are like standing there, their eyes are rolling back, and they got nothing but socks on?
You could at least take them off.
They got tube socks. One of them is like halfway down the foot. One of them is up at the kneecap.
Yeah.
No, two of them are at the kneecap, and then one's missing.
And they're like, can we at least turn the lights off? God, do we have to do this out in the open in the field?
While we're on the horses and their dicks and stuff like that, were you guys upset to see at the protest people throwing stuff and the horses were getting hit and they were confused and they're like jumping, you know, left and right, and then a horse went to the ground and stuff? That pissed me off.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Why? We don't need to bring a horse into this protest.
Yeah, thank you. If there's a cop up on a horse and you see that you're fucking up the horse, like, dude, can't you be a decent person and go jerk that thing off?
Yeah, I mean, be a human being. Come on.
Right. At least you know someone was out there. At a protest, you have a varying degree of people. You have someone that's really upset. You have these side groups that are there just to cause problems, and they're throwing shit. You have other people wrapped up in their emotion, and you always just have that loving, sweet person that doesn't mind doing that, you know, for a horse. Right?
I nominate Graham.
Somebody has to step up. I never understood bringing the horse, you know, the mounted officers in the protest. I like the ones where the bicycle cops got their like little 10-speed Schwinn and they were trying to use the bikes to back up the protesters. When all the bike cops rolled up pedaling up, I'm like, what are these guys going to do? And they have their little bike crowd control tactics. Bring a bike into this. Don't bring a live animal.
I'm sure people are cops. God, I don't know what's in my throat. Shit. I'm glad I can say shit. You know what I mean? On the air, you want to clear your throat and you want to go, fuck, piss, and fuck, shit. And you can't do that on the air.
Feels good.
Feels good, though. I'm sure any cop that was headed out to one of the protests, not sure how bad it's going to get, and they gave him a 10-speed. He's like, hey, fuck you. Right. Where's the horse?
give me old Chester.
Right.
Let me ride him in.
Those horses, they know what they're doing. They're doing that so they can power right through people, so they can just trample a motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole purpose of a horse.
Wait, so horses were like injured, like on the ground?
Yeah, there was a couple of horses that got fucked up. People throwing stuff at the horse.
Oh.
They just see it as one entire big symbol of, oh, you're trying to stop us. I'll, you know.
Yeah.
Hurt the horse.
That's
too.
So sad.
I still have never understood the mounted police. Maybe so. I feel like if a guy on a horse and I was a suspect trying to get away, not talking about protests, just in any sort of crime, I feel like I can outmaneuver the horse. The horse is faster than me, but watch me scale a fence and I'm gone. Like,
yeah, I think the
horse ain't climbing over.
Yeah, I think the horses are there just to, if a rowdy group gets around, they know they can just stomp someone. I think that's the only purpose.
Yeah, it must be.
That. I had to, you're not going to believe it anyway, just forget it. Fuck.
You have to say it now.
Because there's different animals that you can, they have dogs, they have horses. The thing that I had to ride into a protest was a turtle. It was a big one, though. A tortoise.
Oh, yeah, it was a tortoise.
It was a really big tortoise.
And you just had to dangle a little lettuce leaf in front of it to keep it motivated.
And you're still on your way there now.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the time I got there, it was over. It always was. Yeah.
I missed all the action.
Now, let me tell you why we're still going to need the police, okay?
All right. Okay.
And I might be joking around a little bit with the story when I get to it. Can I get serious for just one quick second? Because I think it's important, guys.
Okay.
Our podcast reaches 8 million people per episode in our fucking wildest dreams. that's why it's important for me to say this to our small audience. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that many of the protests that we had were set up by outside influences. We knew this before. When there were protests before, someone would throw some information out and say, did you hear that a bunch of white people are going to come out and disrespect this person's name? And then they would also hit up some other group and go, fuck that. And Russians were sitting there. They've worked us so many times. Now, all of these protests around the world were beautiful and wonderful, but many of them, this isn't even conjecture. This is not speculation. It's a fact that many of the protests are set up by the outside players, most of them being from Russia.
Yeah.
Not only do they set up the protests, then they go into these militia groups. They link up with them and go, yeah, so they're trying to take America apart. Well, this is where you go in and do this. And then they hit up the fucking extreme groups over here. They hit up all the players to come in. And it's these people and some people that are just trying to cause chaos between in the middle of it. And the anarchists, this is their opportunity to go break shit and lead others to do it. And we saw them on tape doing it or on video doing it so that then everyone can say, yeah, see what Americans or what black people do. Like, this is all planned shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would they do that the next time that America's pain is coming out and people are protesting? Why would they do that? Because if they cause all of this chaos, they know that police across America, many of them will get over aggressive and we'll see a lot more video. And then they can start the shit that they started called defund the police. In the end, without going on and on about this, what that means is a whole lot of people on this next election, the people that kind of sit in between are going to be like, fuck that. The world's already coming to an end. And that's what these liberals, because now they're trying to paint it as no liberals want police.
Yeah.
So they're all these people sitting in between are going to be like, fuck that. They want to completely defund the police. I just can't sign up for that. I'm out. This is the way I'm voting. This is all a setup. And now you find all these people that either got behind defund the police or people that didn't support it are trying to come in and explain. No, no, no. What they mean, they don't mean defund. What we're trying to say with defund the police, but it doesn't matter. That message is already gone out there. The horses, jacked off or not, are out of the gate, and they're, you can't even explain your way out of it. You can't, the message has already gone out, you know? And people trying to be on the good side of things joined the chant. They were like in all the major cities going, yes, defund the police. That's not what you mean. What you mean is take a lot of that money and pour the resources into building up communities that need it. And re-educating the police force, making it smaller and re-educating it and getting only the best of the best of the best and doing like really, really good background checks, all those things. That's what you mean. But it doesn't matter. A whole lot of other people have picked up on this defund. It's dangerous to say that word, defund something, because in anyone's mind, they're smart enough to know, whoa, really? Take all the funds away from police? So I have zero protection whatsoever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that meant. It's like what people were.
Now, do you know where that came from?
For.
You know that did not come from America. You know that, right?
I mean, it makes total sense that it didn't.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, it's smart on the Russian or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, does it say, no, nobody, the people that do try to spin this and say, well, we don't mean defund. You know, what we want to do is overhaul the police force and stuff like this. People only read the top line. Our
right.
attention spans are about 0.03 seconds
right.
long. So we read the headline and that's it. We don't ever read the article.
Yeah. All the people trying to re-explain it now, what they must have meant, or the people that chanted it and people are questioning them. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? They're like, no, no, no. So what I meant, and John Oliver is trying to explain it. And there's all these people trying to explain it. The better thing would have been to say serious, you know, police reform or over, you know, police oversight, 100% community oversight. You could have used any other words to say what we're trying to do, because we're not trying to wipe out the police. We're going to need them for shit like that. Here's the article. A woman attacked her man with some hamburger meat. Says Florida woman, of course, assaults her boyfriend with raw hamburger.
Ew.
So he calls the police out because he's been attacked by hamburger. And so they ask him what happened. She fucking threw hamburger and hit me right in the head. And so they go to ask her. They go, did you throw the hamburger at him? And she goes, no, I would never do that. And they look over and his ear hole is packed with hamburger still.
Yeah, just a bunch of whole ground beef in there.
Don't you just love people the way they lie?
Yeah.
I mean, how else could you explain that his ear hole is packed with a hamburger?
Maybe he has a ear hamburger, like ear.
Like a fetish?
There's no way you can explain it.
Like a fetish?
Like some people have weird fetishes. I knew a guy in high school. He would talk about like him and his girlfriend doing it in all these weird places on their body. And the ear, I never understood.
Wait, what?
He stuck his little penis in her ear?
That's what he said, and to this day, I don't understand it.
He put his little dick in her ear?
I don't understand, but he
said. I mean, if it could fit, more power to you, I guess.
There's no way.
Stop,
what
no.
the hell?
I don't understand.
Micro?
Do you think maybe, yeah, either he's micro or some girl's getting real loose in the ear.
He had a micro, she had a macro.
You should have seen the ear canal on this bitch. It was huge.
You think he was kidding? Because I swear to God, he was being literal.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, people have tried everything.
Oh, guaranteed.
That would piss me off. I'm just trying to watch 13 Reasons Why and you're fucking my ear.
Quit fucking my ear hole. I'm trying to watch a show.
All right, we do have meetings on these days, so this Wild Thoughts is going to be a little bit shorter, but at least it's back, right, guys?
It's back.
Yay! Yeah.